القرآن القرآن القرآن
تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
القرآن
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
We now continue with the Quran al-Kareem. Firstly, the hadith on the importance of the Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ana Abdul Malik ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mursalan. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fi fatihatil kitab shifa'un min kulli da'in. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Abdul Malik ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Surah Fatiha, there is a cure for all ailments. So in the light of this Hadith Sharif, let us go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 276 and 277, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
صدق الله العظيم. Surah Al-Baqarah revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 276, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم. Allah blighted usury and increases charity, and Allah loves not the disbeliever and sinner. Now, ya jama'at muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the blessings of sadaqah and the destruction of usury, and that is of interest. The interest can definitely be no way, in the way a person, he cannot use usury or interest in any way whatsoever. As Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw in a dream that a person was swimming in a river of blood, and every time he tried to come out, he was stuck in the mouth with a rock flung by another person standing beside the river. The impact caused him to return to his original position each time. When Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his two companions, that is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam, regarding the person, he was told that the person in the river was a usurer, a person that was involved in interest. And this has been mentioned in Bukhari, volume 1, page 185. Ya Jama'at al-Muslimin, this punishment is most probably due to the fact that the person who is in interest oppresses people and he sucks their blood while resting the content. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. There are great, great warnings as far as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the ahadith of regarding to the interest. And because of the gravity of the sin of interest, every person is involved in the transaction is cursed. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the taker of interest, the giver, the recorder of the transaction, as well as the witnesses. He added that all share equal in the sun. Allahu Akbar. Jama'at al-Muslimin, here we see a person who is the giver, the one who records the transaction, the one even just witnessing, he's not benefiting anywhere in this particular transaction. And as it is, there is no benefit as far as making a deal with interest. But apparent look, it seems that the person is benefiting somewhere, but he's just a witness, just looking at the transaction. All of them are equally in the sin. So we can see they are very strict and very severe ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning regarding to that person who is involved in interest. And look at this other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Hazrat Abdullah ibn Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, A single dirham that a person consumes knowing that it is interest is worse than committing adultery 36 times. This has been mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, page 246. And look at the severity of this particular hadith. That a person who's a single dirham that a person consumes knowing that it is interest is worse than committing adultery 36 times. Hadr Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the least sin of the 70 parts of interest is incest with one's own mother. That's also been mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, page 246. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, there are great warnings regarding to interest. Now here, in this particular verse of 276, where يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ, a theme is mentioned. Here Allah speaks about the blessings of sadaqah and the destruction of interest. And this verse outlines the difference between interest and sadaqah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, although interest appears to increase, it eventually leads to deficiency. And this is been mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, page 246, and also from Ibn Majah. Jama'at Muslimin, the absence of blessing in the wealth of those who are involved in interest is evident before all. And the person who is involved in interest is constantly worried about increasing his finances. Making money is very life. This very life he makes it in, that he lives in this world for the money's sake. He is totally oblivious of performing actions to please Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and his heart grows extremely hard. He never fails to even extract money out of the most destitute people. He giving them loans and in taking interest rates from them. He failed Jamaat al-Muslimin in this way, in this world. And the commodities of life may be acquired by the wealth accumulated from interest, but such wealth can never buy any contentment and satisfaction to him. While it can buy the things that lead to contentment, it can never acquire contentment itself. This wealth, Jama'at al-Muslimin, is also afflicted by all sorts of calamities. And it is not uncommon for the banks to become insolvent. Even if a person's ill-gotten wealth survives in this world, it will not avail him in the year after, where it will be a cause of utter ruin to him. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the charity given from haram wealth shall never be accepted, and whatever is spent therefrom shall have no blessings whatsoever. Whatever is left behind shall be a cause of entry into Jahannam. This particular hadith also mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, page 242. Whenever haram wealth is spent on one's family, shall also be a burden for them. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the flesh nourished by haram can never enter Jannah, and Jahannam is more deserving of it. Mishkatul Masabih, page 242. Of course, Jama'at al-Muslimin, of what use is such abundant wealth that takes a person and his family into Jahannam and is a source of depriving from peace, contentment and blessings. On the other hand, the halal wealth that is little and accepted in charity by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will bring much blessings and rewards for the person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. Allah loves not the disbeliever and sinner. The person who refutes of prohibition of interest, considering it permissible, and continues with his disbelieving ways, shall earn the wrath of Allah to his utter detriment. And then the next ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that surely those who believe to good deeds, those who believe do good deeds, establish salah and pay zakah, the reward is with their Rabb, and no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. And here, Jama'at Muslimin, the reward of the mu'mineen who perform salah and pay zakah, during the discussion of interest, mention is made of the mu'mineen together with some of the unique actions and rewards in the year after. This is in rank, this is in a stark contrast to those who are involved in interest, who shall be totally bewildered because they earned their wealth wrongfully and never spent it in the correct avenues. Even if they did use this wealth in right channels, it would bring them no benefit in the year after. Those who were believers and spend their lawfully earned wealth in noble causes shall have neither fear nor grief in the year after. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from interest, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our wealth pure and clean so that we earn it the halal way and we utilize it in the halal way so that Allah can be pleased with us in this world and in the year after. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَغُ.